To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Danny, let's get to game balls for the best, gassers to the worst. You get us started.
Gasser, please. Joe Witt, we got plenty to get to here today, but at some point, a team playing against you is going to probably run one of those crossing routes. You know the one, whenever they need yards, one guy's going to start on one side of the field, just sort of gently jog casually three-quarter speed across the pitch, find an open space and get huge yards after the catch. You haven't figured out a way to cover it. Whenever somebody needs yards, especially on a second and long, third and long, they're going to that to change field position and potentially go score. It's infuriating. Please do something else.
Gasser. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. Bill will be on the show today at 5. I love him. He's one of my favorite players on the team. He's outstanding. I think he's their most dangerous running back with the ball in his hand since early career Clinton Portis. And yet, two straight games he has fumbled. I'm not talking about the fumble that wasn't his fault when Jaden lost a wet ball and kind of threw it into his stomach. I'm talking about earlier in the game when Bill had a ball in the backfield punched out of his grasp. And twice in two quarters, including the first quarter last night, the fourth quarter against the Chargers, he's put a ball on the ground. Not allowed this to become something where they're worried. He still got of 19 carries by running backs last night. They've given him the ball to play after his fumble both times it happened. So I don't think they're overly concerned. Neither am I in terms of this being a thing going forward. But it still happened last night, and it was a big problem. So got to hold on to the football. The ball is life, as they say, Danny.
Marshawn Lattimore, I know Quan Martin is the guy that missed the tackle most primarily, but your almost 1 second of sprinting, sort of weird jogging over towards the play, watching it happen with the worst angle I've ever seen, and then stunned that DeAndre Swift broke out of the tackle, no rallying, no sprinting, no effort really at all to try to do anything to prevent that touchdown on that play. Make them make more plays, for God's sakes. And then you had to kind of rev it up again, and Swift was already gone, ran by you like you were a statue. What is it you'd say you do here? That was such an awful play.
I'll go game ball. Hey, you had to find that one. You didn't know we were going to give out any game balls today, did you, Dad? I liked what I saw from Dorrance Armstrong fighting through a hamstring injury. He only got a half sack, not a full sack. Split it with Von Miller, I think it was. But to be hurt, to be ruled out as questionable, I guess, not ruled out, but listed as questionable and a chance of being ruled out, and then to come back into the game, have a couple of rushes where you're getting the quarterback out of the pocket, get home on one of them. I just like the year he's having. He's up to basically 6 sacks now through 6 games, right around 9 sacks in his last 9 going back to the playoffs last year. He keeps putting up numbers.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The NFL. The NFL's net worth is approximately $228 billion. $228 billion when you take in all the different team valuations, the property of the league, the brand, etc. For a league where hundreds of millions change hands every week, the fate and fortunes of so many are riding upon every single play, you're still doing the, well, I didn't see the clock hit zero and the snap went off. I guess it's fine. Incredible to me, the amount of technology we have, auto reviews, first down, not a first down. We know within a microsecond, due to this thing, we can figure this out. We can fix that, fix this, fix the other thing. We modified the kickoffs because we got this data. We got these microchips. We got these sports bras that the dudes wear. Tell you how far they ran, the miles per hour, et cetera, et cetera. The ball was not snapped when the play clock was at zero. That's not why the touchdown scored. That's because Quan Martin can't bleep and tackle. But it's still at zero, and it's like a oopsie-daisy, the mechanics of the referee. Wrong, stupid, insult to our intelligence. Fix it immediately.
You thought that it was a stale zero and it should have been a delay of game, or you're saying as soon as it gets to zero, the technology buzzer should be used to say it's a delay of game?
I'm saying it's zero. Almost to a full second of that play clock at zero, the ball was not snapped. And even still to this day, it's the back judge looks at the clock and then like slowly casts his gaze down. Oops, the ball's snapping. And he gives everyone the benefit of the doubt. Wrong. The play clock, there's so many seconds to get a snap off. And if you can't do it, it's delay of game. That play never should have counted. Again, please make a tackle. That's not why they lost. They lost because Quan Martin couldn't tackle and Marshawn Lattimore is useless. But that was a zero play that didn't happen.
Yeah, still zero is not for me. Like, I'm with you. We have enough technology that as soon as it hits zero, the shot clock isn't zero and then a half second or whatever, and you have to get the shot off.
Yeah, it's not the right
it was zero, but he has the extra second until the whistle blows. No. It's just if the ball's in your hand at zero, it's over, and that's pretty much what should happen for football, I think. One more gasser, please, for me. Dan Quinn, the lack of early game success to me comes back to readiness, energy. It's not all on him. I'm throwing that onto the pile here. But here's why I'm actually giving him the gasser. What was that challenge of a one-yard completion on a first and 10? I don't understand that challenge at all. Now, the only thing more annoying than that challenge are the people that say now it was a good thing because it turned into like a fourth and one, and they got the stop on fourth and one. So people are saying, based on not having gotten the 1 yard on first down, that it would have been a first down, which is not how the world works. It's not like, okay, now on second down, the exact same play happens and on third down or whatever. But on top of that, let's say it does work that way, and that 1 yard is what saved them on that possession. It still is a bad process that led to a fortuitous result. The process, you get two of these challenges. If he challenges later in the game and doesn't get it, you're now out of challenges because you used one challenge on a one-yard play on a first and 10. Someone says, well, maybe he was trying to save clock because 40 seconds is going to go off the clock. You have timeouts for that if you want to use those
and
timeouts.
And they called
they didn't
one,
use
by the
them
way.
Subsequently.
They called one right after that, for the record. A classic squandering.
Well, but No. That's a different thing. You're right. They did call a timeout because they weren't ready somehow after like six game minutes.
Yep.
Life minutes. So with the game in break, that was insane, and I've never seen anything that made less sense. But I'm talking about like someone's like saying you might want to use that challenge because you're saving game time at the end of the half or whatever. But it's not like they were in a mode after that where they were burning timeouts to get the ball back. So that wasn't what they were thinking. I have no idea why they challenged that. So, again, yes, it was a fourth and one, and they didn't convert. Does not change anything for me. I mean, can you explain that? A first and 10, one-yard play that they challenged. In a world where you get two of these, and if a bang-bang play doesn't go your way later in the game, you're out of challenges for the rest of the game. What am I missing?
I think they thought they had that one pretty definitively, but enough weird crap has happened where I've seen inexplicable things get
through. There's no chance you don't get it. I'm saying it's a layup. It's still 1 yard. You've saved yourself 1 yard, and the next challenge might not be. The next challenge might be, we got to throw this here. And if you, it's not like you get a second one. It's like if you don't win them both, to my knowledge, you don't get a third one. If you use two and you go one for one, one and one, you don't get a third one, I don't think. So my point is, like, there is no logic. It's a yard, man.
Very little upside.
It's not third and 10. It's second and 9 or second and 10. Like, what are you doing?
So I care way more about the use of the timeout after an enormous delay while they're doing a review. That to me is the like, we don't really have our act together thing. And the number of times where whether they haven't been able to get a play in, second half timeout usage, where they never have them in close games when they desperately need them because they always squander one early in the third quarter. Like, that's the kind of stuff that drives me up the wall, because it's all manageable. It's all process. And it's the thing you're supposed to be really good at when you're not calling plays. And that's what Dan Quinn's supposed to be doing.
A yard on first and 10. A yard. I just don't get it.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.